This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
G'day, welcome to the Ipswich Community Youth Service Layback Hour. My name is Andrew. We're here from the Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program, which is funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. As per last show, listeners, we here at Ipswich Community Youth Service hope that you and your loved ones are safe and healthy. Not only after the floods, but with COVID still hanging around too. We know there's quite a few sick people still. So, you know, thoughts and prayers with you all. Due to the floods and COVID, we were unable to get a guest in today. And I also haven't sought a guest to interview as things, you know, have been a little bit crazy in the last 2 weeks. So, you know, I think it's just about respecting everyone, letting them get back to their normal day-to-day operations before we bring someone in. So I'll just have a few casual topics I'll speak about today. First and foremost, I want to send my thoughts and prayers out to everyone, not only in the Ipswich area that was affected by the floods, but all across Queensland, and also the wonderful people of New South Wales who are now comping the brunt of the weather that we had. You know, it's just crazy things or crazy times that are happening at the moment. To see the devastation it has caused many of, you know, tenants, homeowners, farmers, businesses. It is absolutely devastating, and we're truly thinking of you all and hope that you get the urgent need and support that you deserve. I must say here at ICYS, we are quite fortunate not to be affected by the floods. One of our offices had water go through underneath the building, but we were still able to work in our main office. Yes, our old main office was a bit cramped, but the youth at Ipswich were still able to get the support they required from our wonderful organisation and dedicated staff. Also want to put it out there how amazing the Ipswich community is, just getting in and helping others in need, especially when it's required. Whilst cleaning up our other office that was, you know, had a bit of flood damage, you know, we had random people from surrounding businesses come and support us, people on forklifts coming and taking the rubbish away that had come into our yard and so on. So, you know, it's just amazing to see, you know, the support that the community has that gets behind each other. Not only in Ipswich, but just in general, I think it's just Australia-wide, people get in and help others. Seeing on the news how the Mud Army and so many strangers are getting in and helping each other out, you know, that's what makes this country so great that we live in. Each and every one of the, those people that get in and help others, you should be proud of yourselves. And, you know, I'm pretty sure most of the people that you help, very grateful for your support. Listeners, just getting back to my previous topic about the floods. You know, we do know most areas, especially in southeast Queensland, have been affected. I strongly encourage the wonderful people and our listeners of Queensland to try and get back out and support any businesses wherever possible. Every business would have struggled with this major event. Not only affects their business, but their family, their income, their lifestyles. You know, most importantly, you know, the employees as well. The impact it would have caused is soul destroying for the people who bust themselves every day to try and give themselves a better life. But by us trying to support these businesses wherever possible, it gives them a glimmer of hope that they can recover and strive towards being successful once again. You know, it really is important that we try and help wherever we can. The more we support our businesses, the more they can offer employment to their staff, you know, who probably had hours reduced or even ceased. You know, grab a friend, grab your partner or a family member, go out and have a coffee date, you know, go to lunch, go to the movies, go on a shopping spree, you know, visit your local bakery. You know, if you have some money to spend, not everyone does, but if you do have some money to spend, then, you know, get out and support the wonderful business of Queensland, who are really suffering and really need our support. Yeah, God bless each of those businesses. So let's see what we can do, I should say, to get back out and help them get back on their feet. Yep, still continuing with our flood subject, or topic, I should say. This one's pretty important, I think, all of us. To the truckies who keep our great country going, well done and thank you. As the saying goes, if the truckies stop, the nation stops. And we have seen this not only in the way of our recent floods, but for the last 2 years during this COVID pandemic. Truckies, you know, they're such noble people who do amazing jobs that most of us would not even think about doing. Many are away for weeks on end, pushing themselves to make deadlines, away from their loved ones, missing so much of their kids' childhood, just to make ends meet, to make sure that people like us have essential items in our stores for our everyday needs. I, for one, thank each and every one of you for the time and commitment you give to someone like me and my family whilst being away from your own loved ones. Please stay safe on the roads, truckies, and yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure 95% of Australia are very grateful for what you do for each and every one of us. So keep up the great work, guys and girls, and yeah, like I said, just be safe on those roads. Listeners, I just want to take, you know, this last segment here just to also say, you know, a huge thank you to the amazing people, you know, of our SES, all our emergency services, all the volunteers who do just such amazing job in appalling circumstances a lot of the time. And a lot of the time they're putting their lives at risk to save others. For those that, you know, try and drive into floodwater and not only put your own lives at risk, but that of these people, you know, have a think about your actions and stuff like that. You know, a lot of these people are just volunteers. So for them to go out and, you know, put their lives at risk just to save you from some silly little thing that you've done, you know, have a good think about that. But yeah, to all those SES workers, volunteers, you're a godsend and do not get the recognition that you truly deserve. From me to you, thank you so much for the remarkable work that you do for this great state and in terrible times of need. You are godsend, and I truly mean that. But yeah, just quickly, we're going to wrap up now. So special thanks again to producer Russell, his management, to the Phoenix Radio for giving us opportunity and experience to, you know, complete our show again in 2022. That's all we have time for today on the ICYS Layback Hour. Get set for work program. As always, be kind, be safe, and goodbye.